my wife's name was, her maiden name was Joyce Lee Hudak. And so she, after Max was born, Joyce got a leave of absence. And she came back to Pittsburgh because it was just more comfortable living in Pittsburgh. And, well, she decided she didn't want to go back to Harrisburg. It was getting a little bit more difficult. The administration had changed from Republican, from Democrat to Republican. She was a Democrat. She had moved from the governor's office to the lottery bureau. And she really didn't like that work very much, and so she decided to come back to Pittsburgh and stay in Pittsburgh. And, it worked out well for me because I was away in Harrisburg, and Joyce was politically involved and interested in the fact that her father was the clerk of courts of Luzerne County for many years. And so she was experienced, and she'd worked in a number of presidential campaigns.
Was he a Republican?
He was a Democrat.
Oh, I see.
In Luzerne County. It was changed over. But he was elected, when he got ran for election, he was, Democrats were being elected in Missouri County. And so she came back home, and she did a lot of my political work. We didn't have, at that time, we didn't have offices like this and staff. So a lot of the stuff was sort of handled out of people's homes or law offices that they were attorney on. So she did that for a lot. She, on her own right, became involved in local politics, was elected to the Democratic State Committee, and served for 12 years on the Democratic State Committee. And then ran for city council, which here she was not successful.
Then ran for, here was that?
In 1993, I believe, when Bob O'Connor was first elected. That'd be 3 and 81. It would be an odd number. It was, let's see, Bob O'Connor just got reelected in 95, so it was 1991. Mm-hmm. 1991, she ran, and then she ran for public courts recently in 1995 and was successful. Was successful. She's the Allegheny County Clerk of Courts.
No, the one child to the second one. What about, meanwhile, your own escalation in the legislature when we last left you?
Okay.
You were.
I was elected in 1972, and for the most part, I was what we call a backbencher for a couple of terms. Noteworthy at that point was I was the first sophomore, second termer ever chosen to serve on the Appropriations Committee, which was seemed to be quite a coup at that time. In 1978, there was a lot of changes in the legislature, a lot of retirements, some forced retirements. and we elected a large number of new members, like Mayor Murphy, young kids, and they chose me as the delegation leader, elected position, so I became yeah, so I was the Allegheny County delegation chairman in 1978, which was a novel for a person who was only in their fourth term to be the county delegation leader. In 1980, I became a standing chairman of the Mines and Energy Management. That's basically done by seniority, and I chose to take the chairmanship of the Mines and Energy Management Committee, although my party was in the minority that year, so I was really not the majority chairman, I was the minority chairman. But I recall our leader, who at the time the Democrat leader was K. Leroy Irvis. He didn't understand why I wanted to be Mines and Energy. In fact, there was an opening up of Health and Welfare, which he thought was a much more impressive and prestigious position. But my background was in science and technology, and I thought I could make the greatest personal contribution using my in that area. So I served as the chairman of that committee. I'd served on that committee in my prior years. And then in 1982, 2 years later, we went into the majority. And I was elected by my caucus to be the chairman of the caucus beginning in 1982. And that was my first leadership position in the House. It was in 1982. And since that time, I was then served as caucus chairman until Jim Mandarino, when he was speaker, died in midterm, and we had to remove Bob O'Donnell from the Democratic leader to speaker, and moved Bill DeWeese, who was the whip, to the leader, and I moved up from caucus chairman to majority whip. And then in 1992, let's see, that was 1992, I ran for the 93-94 session, I ran for majority leader, and was elected majority leader from 1993 to 94. We lost the majority in 94 through a defection. One of our members defected to the other party, and therefore we were in minority by one. And I served then. The speaker moved down from speaker to Democratic floor leader, and I moved down from majority leader to Democratic whip. And I've been serving as the Democratic whip for that session, the last session, and also was re-elected to Democratic whip for this current session. What's that?
Two sessions
I was, which are really minority, minorities, so minority whip for two sessions. So I've held the leadership offices of caucus chairman, majority whip, majority leader, and went to the minority, and I've been holding for two sessions of minority whip. And I've served in a number of what we'd call trade associations. I mean, organizations that involve members like active in the National Conference, state legislatures. I served as chairman of the Science and Technology and Resource Planning Committee. I've also served on various committees dealing with nuclear waste disposal through the National Conference funded with federal funds. So, I try to integrate.
Are you still on leave from Westinghouse?
No, as a matter of fact, let's go back to that. Yeah, I was given a leave of absence for 2 years from 1972 to 1974. And then they asked me in 1974 to make a decision. And I said, well, at that time I really wasn't enjoying myself. I wanted this was I wanted to do this. And I basically felt that I didn't need this kind of a guarantee. I felt that, well, I guess I felt very confident about myself. I felt that you hired me because you wanted me, I did a service for you that you wanted to have done. And that in some future time, if I wanted to come back, you felt you needed me and wanted me, you would take me back. And so I didn't need the leave of absence. I didn't want you to do me a favor. And I didn't think this, you would, you know, it was an appropriate thing. So I just decided that.
In 74,
although the legislature was not paid very well on those things. Fight for years and years and years to get legislative salaries. I mean, most legislators have other occupations, and a lot of them work for government because Dickens in Pittsburgh and Allegheny County, the Democratic leadership of the county basically influenced the legislative delegation. So my colleagues who were county employees and city employees and the like.
Now, aside from the things that you and your wife do politically, do you have any other, I don't want to say private life things, things that are yours that are unrelated, you know, your hobbies, kinds of interests that you have, or the kinds of organizations you belong to that don't have a political.
Well, I would just say, I mean, of course, politics touches so many groups and activities. And I serve on a lot of boards, a number of boards. That I serve on the Historical Society of Western Pennsylvania. Board I serve. The Parish House Children's Center board. Max went to Parish House when he was young. And, I'm a member of GASP, a member of ACLU, a member of ABA, and I'm a member of a variety of organizations, Scruple Urban Coalition, most of which, you know, are civic, governmental, or political. There's really there's no time to in this. People ask, well, what do you do in your spare time? The answer is there is no spare time. This job fills out to the extent that you can do it and you have to leave things undone. I mean, it's just one of those situations where the pile of work never gets finished. And you try, at least for me, hopefully if you work much harder, you'll get to the bottom, but if I never do it, then you have to stop making it. You know, when somebody gets to be, you know, dated or what have you. So it does become Let me just say that recently I've become a soccer mom, if I can explain that to you.
A soccer mom?
Our 7-year-old Max is, he went to Linden School, and then he went to Sterrett School, and he went to Linden and then went to Eisenstein. I get confused on that because he's there. He went to Linden and went to Eisenstein and then went to Altman. He's in the student Altman. He's a senior at Eisenstein. And through his Eisenstein and all the nice years he has been a runner. And so he has advanced running and I'm told that the coaches that coached him in middle school and in high school feel that he has potential in athletics. And so they've encouraged him to run and what have you. And in his own right, was able to, they have a cross-country team. And he was their lead runner this year, and he broke the city record for the cross-country championships all time, and also for the course record all time. It's at the Shenley Oval. So he got some attention. I get on the political page, he gets it on the sports page. So he got some attention, and from there, Paul Dice because of his performance, Paul Dice qualified, and he qualified individually to go to the state's finals. And while Paul Dice did not place in the state finals, he finished 17th at state, which, I mean, Alderice hasn't had a runner like that. I don't think they have, at least in its history that they can recall. So, I mean, his coach was just ecstatic and something. And it's interesting, and I say this because I thought for a long time that Max wasn't getting the attention from the school, and I thought that was a defect of the public schools that, you know, you treat everybody, in the same way, if you're just a number in the class, you're just a number in the class. But, if you excel in some, all of a sudden attention gets focused on you, and he one of the assistant coaches took him to New York. Trying to think of the regional finals for some.
What about in many of our interviews, we have people who speak almost exclusively in past tense. Be qualified to be able to speak a little bit in possible future tense. Your expectations as of now to stay in the elective system.
Well,
let me just. Your own projections.
Well, I've been in the legislature this is my 25th year. I feel that I know a lot about it. I can perform the function, I think, quite well. But it is becoming rather commonplace for me, and I'm starting to to think about possible other activities. Maybe I would like to consider, who knows, I don't know, running for statewide office. I was a And I was one of the early supporters of Bill Clinton when he ran for president the first time. Joyce served as his was elected a delegate for him the first time. I was a presidential elector for him in 1992. I was also a delegate in 1996, committed to him, and also an elector for him in 1996, presidential elector. So maybe I might want to consider.
But you're looking at that
federal appointment to something that maybe I can marry my technical background. I still continue my membership in the American Nuclear Society. Marriage my political experience and knowledge, maybe with some type of federal position. I'm not disappointed in what I'm doing. I'm happy that I'm doing it. I don't want to give the impression that, but politics a lot is opportunity. If you want to be successful in acting, you can run for any office you want to run for. That doesn't mean you're going to win and occupy the office. So, one has to look, for opportunities if that interests you. And so, what I'm saying is, if an opportunity presented itself to do something different, but use my experience, my political experience, my technical experience in a way that, different and unusual, I might consider.
I think you've